I have a question on, I'm sorry, I have a question on 9A.
Okay, go ahead.
The way I read the bid materials is we didn't award the lowest bidder on that one.
And I think the chief was back here, he may back me up on it, because I wasn't part of the committee, but Barney Williams from our staff was, and we set out the original, it was a request for, the bidding was not just low bid, was also based on qualifications. We wanted to make sure we had someone who had eminently qualified to build fire stations, and I believe the person we're recommending has multiple years and multiple examples of building fire stations, as opposed to the low bid, who I think only had one maybe in the last 5 or 6 years. And I think that was one of the key deciding factors in the experience. We felt was worth the extra cost involved in that. I don't know if you want to add it.
We had experiences with construction of Station 5. They did not, the contractor did not have much experience, and it caused a lot of problems. They didn't understand the intended use of the building as well as they should have and such, and it caused a lot of change orders. So we felt like the experience in building actual fire stations is critical.
So is it worth $350,000? That's what we're looking at.
We believe it is, yes.
So we can
do... notice it stays, I think it still stays within our... our budget, overall budget for the project. That was another factor we looked at in the process.
I see that. But it was, I was surprised that we can award a contract with, not to the lowest bidder, but is it the way the contract was written?
We actually structured the bidding proposal that way so that we could award it to in the best interest of the city, the best value of the city, and it included evaluation factors, including one of them was experience. There were a whole series of others that tried to deem which one was more qualified as a bidder over the other. I think we had the scoring information.
Yeah, can you explain that scoring? It's on page 9 of the bid. It's the combined score is 90 and on the awardee, and then 88 on the other, and 65 on the other, and nothing on less estimate. Because you got cost of it, you got percentage of estimate, so the teal people had 17% lower than the estimate.
Yeah, so the very bottom is the combined score that was from the different members made up of the committee that reviewed the bids that were received. And so, you know, each person had a different score, but those were the average combined score, with LDF having a 90.6 and teal having 88.5.